This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Stay engaged. Stay involved. For those of you who heard the last segment, you know, you heard myself, Milo, and others are fighting this thing on a regular basis, you know. He's been pulled down by Twitter. You know, seriously. I mean, even Xander Gibb was in Twitter jail a couple of times. We've been in Facebook jail several times. This is just nuts. I don't know how you fix this, but we have to keep plugging away. We have to keep poking away. We can't let them stop us. I don't know. It makes me crazy because we allowed this to happen. We allowed them to get this much power over us. When you think about it, between Google and Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, that's it. It's like those four outlets pretty much make up the flow for almost 100% of the information that we get. How do we let that happen? I mean, think about what went on in Germany. How they let that happen? Wasn't done all at once. A little bit at a time. So, again, let's get smart, people. Kimberly Marin's going to join me after the first break. I'm sure she's got a lot to say about what happened over the weekend. So, another story that hit today from the Washington Post said that basically the Trump campaign, the emails that they've got their hands on and others, right, that there were requests coming from the Russians, people that were kind of working for Putin, to meet with Donald Trump or meet with the campaign early on. Think about that. They must have felt or maybe thought they could do something with him early on, but they wanted to meet with him, and they kept pushing it away. So 3 days after Donald Trump named his campaign foreign policy team in March of 2016, the youngest of the new advisors sent an email to seven campaign officials with the subject line, meeting with Russian leadership, including Putin. Now, the advisor, George Papadopoulos, that name I flew through. I know. He's a puzzlement. I know. He offered to set up a meeting between the Trump team and the Russian leadership to discuss U.S.-Russian ties under President Trump, telling them his Russian contacts would welcome the opportunity. Okay, these are some internal emails that they've gotten their hands on. Now, the proposal sent a ripple of concern through the campaign headquarters. See, they weren't jumping at it. Campaign co-chairman Sam Clovis wrote that he thought that NATO allies should be consulted before any plans were made. Another Trump advisor, retired Navy Rear Admiral Charles Kubik, cited legal concerns, including a possible violation of U.S. sanctions against Russia and of the Logan Act, we've heard that a million times, which prohibits U.S. citizens from unauthorized negotiating with foreign governments. But Papadopoulos, now why didn't they ever, didn't Dennis Rodman kind of do his own thing with the North Koreans? Anyway, Papadopoulos, a campaign volunteer with the scant foreign policy experience, persisted. Between March and September, the self-described energy consultant sent at least a half a dozen requests for Trump as he turned from primary candidate to party nominee, or for members of his team to meet with Russian officials. Among those expressed concern about the effort was then-campaign chairman Paul Manafort. They have this in writing. Let's see if it comes out. Manafort rejected in May 2016 a proposal from Papadopoulos for Trump to meet with them. So you're hearing how this was ongoing. You're hearing that these requests were made. You know, they make a big deal of it. And you've noticed, to a degree, it's kind of fizzled away. That's because of all this other stuff they think they have on Trump and his family now, too. Now, the exchanges are among more than 20,000 pages of documents the Trump campaign turned over to the congressional committees. Right? The White House and defense lawyers and so on are looking through them. The selection of Papadopoulos' emails were read to the Post by the person with access to them. Two other people with access to the emails confirmed the general tone of the exchanges and some specific passages within them. He goes on to say, here's what we know so far. Papadopoulos emerges from the sample of emails as a new and puzzling figure in the examination of the Trump campaign's contacts with Russia. All through the, 16 election. Now, Papadopoulos is pretty young. He appeared to hold little sway within the campaign. You know, he's begging for these people to meet, so they must have got to him big. So, these emails were showing the push and the eagerness of the Russians to get with Trump. And he didn't take it. You know, we've wasted 6 months on this. Now, some of you are going, well, you know, we wasted more time than that with Hillary. Yeah, we did. But we had an email server. We had proof. We had the NSA saying that her server could have been compromised. We had DNC emails. We had proof. I'm Joe Basinger, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with Kimberly Marin, who joins me every week to light us up. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone.
Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes. Or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
There is no free ride, people. I know they tried to sell it to us back in the 70s. They were trying to set us up for this time. Yeah, there's no free ride. And unless you've got the right last name and you're here illegally and you want your kids to go to college and all that fun stuff. So anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring her right in because I know she's chomping at the bit. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kick off the week and help me kind of set the pace for the rest of the week. Thanks for being with me, Kimberly.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I know I've been joking about it, but not much happening this weekend, huh? Not much to talk about,
yeah.
Maybe? Yeah. All right, there you go.
That's so, my weekend.
My first irritant, the first thing that makes me crazy is, and we'll get to this in a minute, but the fact that the president didn't come out fast enough. Think about this. Think about the hypocrisy behind this. That he didn't come out fast enough and denounce the group that they perceived did all the damage. right? Because he wasn't quick on his little Twitter thing. And I was telling somebody today at another show, I said, didn't it take Obama 14 days after the San Bernardino massacre, the terrorist attack? Everybody was calling it a terrorist attack but him. He said nothing for 14 days. What hypocrisy, right?
Wait a minute. I'm choking here. Do you remember Fort Hood and what they called Fort Hood?
Wait a minute. You mean the workplace violence event?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that one. I actually wrote about it today because Eric Holder came out and said something about Trump's statement, and people instantly reminded him of his past and how they refused to call an Islamic terrorist attack at Fort Hood exactly what it was.
Right.
Even though when, unfortunately, the guy, you know, went to trial, he admitted that's exactly what it was. Obama didn't call it that for like 6 years. He admitted it probably inadvertently. But, you know, wasn't it recently there was a bombing and the press and the left condemned Trump for saying it was a bombing and whatever. So basically what happens is he can't win no matter what he does. They're not going to be happy no matter what he does or says or whatever. And that goes for everyone on the left because it doesn't matter what Trump does. They won't be happy. But some on the right either.
If Trump ran into a burning building and saved little babies from dying, they'd get on his case because he didn't let the firemen do their jobs. Seriously. That's how bad I believe it is.
If he created a cure for cancer, then they'd say, well, he must have created cancer in the first place so he could make money off the cure and be a hero.
Oh, God.
This is how demented people in this country have become. And it's on the left and the right. It's not just one or the other. The left has completely lost their minds, but so have some on the right. And I, like I've said to you before, I sit here as an independent who doesn't have any party affiliation, never has, and never will. And I look at all these people, and I'm floored by how ridiculous all of them are. And the media is complicit, and they're the ones that push it even. You know? So it's I don't even know how we can get beyond anything anymore because it's only, what, 7 months in? 8 months in?
Well, and the problem is it's Dem against Republican. And until we can change the Dem against Republican, until we get it down to we're Americans trying to work together, this is what we have to look for. This is what we have forward to looking for.
Forward to look for?
I know, I'm doing it again. This is what we have to look forward to. How's that? Okay?
It's not much. It's not much to really look forward to because you have, actually, you have Democrats fighting within their party. You have Republicans fighting within their party. And then you have regular Americans like me saying, get your crap together, get your act together, and get what we elected you for done. And they're not doing it.
Good luck.
None of them.
Good luck. I mean, seriously.
Exactly.
You know, the only way to win this is to keep voting them out. Keep switching them out. But nobody will put the work into it that it's going to take to make, at least that's my humble opinion, nobody's going to do the work it takes to replace these people.
Look, this is, I'm telling all of our listeners right now, you got to work on the local level. Forget the national, forget the federal level, because that's never going to change. It's always going to be a disgusting swamp for decades, probably. You got to work at the local level and chip away at the local level and get rid of the corruption, get rid of the people who want to make government bigger, take away your freedoms, get rid of all of them, whether they're Republican or Democrat, get rid of them, get good people in there. And then if you get enough good people in there, it'll eventually go up to the national level. But you know what? Forget national politics. They're never going to change. They haven't in how long? Work on your local level, your school boards, your town councils, whatever it is you have for a local level of politics, change it. Because you know what? Soros is spending millions of dollars to give Democrats and the far left wing loons money to change it at the local level. And if you don't get there out there and fight them, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Oh, I've been you and I are on the same page. I've been screaming that at people forever. It's like, help somebody local to win. Help somebody on your school board. If he or she doesn't do what you elected them to do, help them off the school board. Same thing with the city council. These people don't wake up on a Tuesday morning and decide they're going to run for Congress. Most of the time, they've sat in the school board, water board, city council, that kind of thing, before they've moved on. People don't realize this is a process. This doesn't just happen overnight, you know?
Exactly, because they get known. So they might start at the local school board or town council, and then they move up maybe to your state legislature, right?
Right.
And then from the state legislature, maybe they go to the House, and then from the House they go to the Senate. Senate maybe governor, or then they go to the federal. You have to, basically, you got to have a bench, but you have to have good people. And that means getting rid of bad Republicans, and that means getting rid of most Democrats. Because I don't personally know too many good Democrats unless they're Dinos, which is Democrats in name only.
Well, you're up in New England, right? So, but you got Elizabeth Warren now has decided she's not going to make a presidential run. So we'll see what happens there. But I don't know. Have you seen her new line of T-shirts? I'm surprised you don't have.
I'm going to withhold my suggestions. But what are they? No, I have not. I saw something, but I didn't look at it because I didn't care.
for somebody who hates capitalism, she now has a whole new line. You know, it's not just a donation button now on her website. Now she's got a whole line of, you know, T-shirts and mugs and this and that. I'm thinking, wow, she's stepped up and now she's into capitalism. Good for her.
I hope she's the candidate.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's okay. I just found out Bernie Sanders is coming here Labor Day.
Oh, tell him I said hi. But listen,
I'll be there.
We got to go for a quick break. When we come back, let's really take a serious shot at this Charlottesville incident. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Bucci, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL, and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code FREETRIAL. libertyid.com. libertyid.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I know you could be listening to about 3,000 other shows, but you've chosen this one, which to me shows how high your IQ is, but that's just my personal opinion. Anyway, I do so much appreciate the time you spent with me. All right, as she does every week, kicks the week. You identify this way, so I can call you a she. You're good with that, right? I just don't want to be beat up.
No, you should call me Queen.
Okay. All right, well, Queen Kimberly Marin joins us today, as she does every week, to kick the week off with and kind of set the pace and set the tone for the week. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So listen, earlier I suggested that what happened in Charlottesville, if we had let the morons on Friday night kind of fizzle themselves out, you know, they came, they did their thing, they had their permit, whoop-de-doo. If we had paid them no mind, they would have fizzled out like a firecracker does in a rainstorm. I mean, there would have been nothing there. Do you agree?
Yes, absolutely. Because if there was going to be a problem, why wouldn't it have been Friday night? Everything seemed to be fine Friday night, and they were all it was the same people. And then all of a sudden Antifa and BLM show up Saturday, and there's suddenly violence. And there's always violence where Antifa is, because they are fascists who hate free speech. So it's kind of ironic, planned, obvious, a lot of times it doesn't, we have free speech as law, as a right in this country for a reason. You don't have to like someone's speech. You can ignore it. You can just stand by and watch it. You can, quietly, peacefully protest it. But that's not what Antifa does. They are violent, and they try to suppress the free speech of others. It doesn't matter whether you like it. I can't stand commies, Nazis, fascists, or Marxists, but I'm not over there trying to shut them up. You win against them with truth and facts about who they are.
Yeah, but what happens with these people is, again, you go out, you saw what happened here. They went out the next day, and who started all the trouble? Who really started all the trouble? Again,
let those people alone. And Friday night they would have fizzled out. Saturday morning, I guess this was advertised all over the place, and they originally only had a couple hundred people show up. Right? It wasn't really a big protest, was it?
No, it wasn't, and that's the thing. You're better off ignoring these people than giving them attention, because even if it's negative attention, there's other people that are gonna be interested in siding with them and being part of that organization. So they're really stupid in what they're doing. On one hand, on the other hand, they're intentionally doing it. The left is intentionally doing it because they want to try to apply that to Trump and to Republicans and to conservatives, when Nazism aligns more with the left than it does with the right. So, you know, Nazis, communists, Marxists, and fascists are all flip. They're just flip sides of the same coin. They have more in common than not. So, except actually commies are more murderous and, you know, death. They have deaths, more deaths in their tracks than Nazis, but they're all part of the same base ideology of bigger government, more control, less freedom, no individualism, and they don't even get that. That's the hilarious thing, is they don't even get that.
They don't care. They don't care. The mantra has been for quite a few years now that I've been doing this. The new mantra seems to be, you know, all Republicans bad, all Republicans brothers of Satan, all Democrats children of God. It just seems to be
good
no matter
Lord.
What.
That's hilarious. Democrats are more like the children of Satan, not God.
Well, you heard Pelosi, right? At one point in time, she says, what does she say? She said that the Democrats do the work of God and the Republicans do the work of Satan. I'm going, oh my God, what Bible is she reading? Who is her pastor? She didn't have a pastor.
Is she allowed to go to church? Wasn't she excommunicated because she's pro-abortion?
Well, that was the funny thing about it. Do you remember when she went to Rome and she was snubbed by the Pope? And they danced all around it. They tried to make it like it was no big deal. But for her, it was a major deal. She really thought that they were in line. And she gets there and she finds out, because it's a very prestigious thing to have the Pope actually give you a private audience and take a picture with you. And that whole thing changed. So, again, it's always amazing to me how they can take this stuff that's right in front of their faces and they don't get it. They just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't quite get it either, how you can sort of be for something and then actually be not follow that. And actually go diametrically opposed with it in your voting record and your ideology.
Right.
That I don't get. But, you know, I'm agnostic, so what do I know, right?
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point is you either follow something or you don't. I always say the same thing here. You cannot be a Buddhist and call yourself a Christian. It doesn't work. There's two total different sets of scripture. You can't follow Muhammad and call yourself a Christian. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
And these people, they say some of them say they're Catholics, and they couldn't find a Catholic book in the Bible to save their butts. It's just amazing to me. So, and then they make the problem is, whether they're Christian, Catholic, Buddha, whatever, they can't answer any questions. So it's kind of like, all right, you say you're this, but you can't speak to anything, talk to anything, none of it. It doesn't make any sense. You see the hypocrisy of their laws.
Well, I'm unsure why they still belong to that religion and say this is what I am. If it's not really an accurate portrayal, is it like leftover from JFK or something? Because you know there still are JFK Democrats out there, regular Americans. My in-laws are JFK Democrats. But so those people still exist. Is that why they do it, to try to keep getting those people to vote for them?
Well,
I don't get it. Why bother saying it?
Well, here's a question I have for you. When you think about this, look, you have JFK Democrats. Are they perplexed by their party today?
They didn't vote for him last election, that's for sure. I know that.
Smart
you know,
people.
These are them too, because there are a lot of them in Massachusetts, especially. Yeah. They're the regular blue-collar working people, regular Americans, who just worked all their lives and saved their money and, you know, got the American dream and see it being destroyed under Democrat rule. Although in Massachusetts, I don't know what they're thinking by keeping, well, they did vote for Baker, but he's sort of, you know, he's a Massachusetts Republican, which isn't very Republican.
Yeah.
But, or conservative. We should say conservative because there's a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Republicans and conservatives.
No, we're all the same. I mean, every white person you see is every neo-Nazi. You saw it happen this weekend, right? They're all the same. Hey, so apparently already the social justice warriors are pushing Charlottesville lessons into the classroom. They're already pushing to have these last couple of days be taught in a social studies / histories class. You know, and they want the white supremacy portion of this really called out and have it attached to terrorism and American Nazism. And who do you think they want it applied to? I just
Republicans. Are they going to talk about how Democrats started the KKK? Democrats were the ones who were pro-slavery. Democrats were the ones who were against civil rights even up through 1964 when they filibustered it.
No.
And that Robert Byrd was a grand wizard in the KKK for years and was still a Democrat?
Yep.
No,
that's not going to. Matter of fact, you bring that up now. They start to, you know, that little twitch in the eye like you saw, you know, you see some of these people, and they just start twitching because they don't know what to do. These guys do the same thing. When you start bringing up like they were talking about the KKK this weekend, I said, oh, I didn't know there were that many Democrats there. Right?
listen, they're tumbling all these statues that are historically, you know, reminders of racism, right? If they really want to get rid of all reminders of historical racism, they should start by getting rid of the Democrat Party. Because that's a huge reminder, and the Democrat Party still is the party of racism. Because it's the Democrat Party that thinks black people are too stupid to get ID like white people do. It's the Democrat Party that thinks black people aren't as smart as white people and therefore should have extra help when it comes to college, getting college entrance exams, etc.
We got to go for a quick break.
Okay.
All right.
Shit.
All right, hold that.
Right when I get going.
Well, write it down. I can't help it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Not wasting time. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the live chat room there. There's a live chat room on Facebook. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things that you were taught to hate over the last 8 years, you'll find out you don't need to. But the funniest part of the book is that every one of those labels were given to me by a group of people who say they hate labels and we shouldn't use labels. The Democrats. So, Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week, and I always appreciate the time she spends with me on the air. And Kimberly, tell people where they can find your writings and such. How do they find out more about you?
I am at New Hampshire Political Buzz, which is more local, but you know what? Get a flair for the local and do it at your own, do it in your own town and state. I'm also at the Federalist Papers Project and Western Journalism. Cool. And Granite Rock.
Very good. Very good.
Okay, here's the story I wanted to talk to you about.
Go ahead.
So, after the horrifying incident where that woman was killed by that scumbag driving a car, which, whatever, it's alleged, right? It's alleged still that we're supposed to say that, right?
I'm good with he killed her. I'm good with
okay, that. Good. Okay, because that's horrifying. This, to me, there's just, it's horrifying.
Yeah.
After that happened, Michael Bloomberg's harpies came out, Moms Demand in every town, and said that Virginia's gun laws were to blame for the violence. I'm like, what? I'm sitting here scratching my head like, wait a minute, there was no violence or crimes or anything committed with guns. I mean, people were fist fighting and they had other kinds of weapons that they were beating on each other with, and a car was used. There were no guns.
So do I have to, how much drugs do I have to take to have this make sense? I mean, where did he come up with the gun thing? Has he said, has anybody talked about it?
Apparently, according to Everytown, quote, and I'm going to quote this, the complications of such policies are on display today in Charlottesville as white supremacists openly carry loaded guns. Not only does this make the job of law enforcement more difficult to do their job by blurring the lines of lawful gun owners and those intent on doing harm, but it also drives intimidation and fear. Oh, yeah, Antifa and Black Lives Matter were really afraid of the white supremacists, which is why they attacked them as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There were no guns. There was nothing mentioned about any guns used in any crimes. No one was shot like they have been at Black Lives Matter rallies. But this is what the crackpot Shannon Watts came out and said. They got to push more gun control and hate crimes. People who have committed hate crimes or convicted of certain hate crimes shouldn't be able to get guns. Well, considering hate certain crimes are a felony, that means they probably already can't, you moron. I mean, well, seriously.
While you're talking, I'm looking through picture after picture after picture of what went down there. I'm looking for even a fake gun in the crowd.
Hmm. I did see one report. You know, everything's all over the place. There's a gazillion reports everywhere. I did see one report where somebody said that militia types were there. They had AR-15s, but they were not on either side. They were trying to break people up and stop people from getting in each other's faces. So they were sort of in the middle, doing what the cops should have done. They were trying to break people up and have them not get into each other's faces or cause violence with each other. Those guys, from one report I saw, had AR-15s, but they were the only ones, and they weren't on either side. They were trying to calm people down and not let them get in each other's faces to avoid any violence. So that's the only report I've seen about any guns besides the ones the cops had. That's it. And even so, this had nothing to do, no violence was committed by anything other than humans, period. But these people are insane.
No. I'm sure that somebody somewhere, you know what it is? It was that the media was covering up for the right-wing conservatives that committed the violence. Don't you think that maybe that was it?
To media covering up. Yeah. That's funny.
No, I'm sorry.
That's wicked funny.
I got a little slides. I'm looking at all these pictures, and you're right. There's some militia guys, but they don't look like they're doing anything. They look like they're just kind of standing their ground to make sure that nobody gets, well, in this case, almost like nobody gets to the police. So,
what they were doing is, they were in, like, sort of like an in-between. They were not there to be on either side, is what, from my understanding. So, but it doesn't matter. I mean, there was, that's what these gun control organizations don't get. People commit violence, not inanimate objects. There was some prayer vigil or something that was going to be held last night in Seattle, and Antifa was there, and they had wood with nails and screws going through it as if they were going to use it as a weapon. Well, that piece of wood didn't screw the nails into itself, and it wouldn't be used, it wouldn't actually hit someone or hurt someone without a human behind it. But these people are too daft to understand that.
This just gets worse. It gets worse and worse and worse. You know.
Well, they. Go ahead. Here's the thing. They have people who actually believe them instead of paying attention to reality. And that's the problem. But you know what the good thing is, and I've said this, and I said this before, is the more these people try to push gun control, the more people, other regular normal people, become Second Amendment activists and fight against them. Believe me, I see men and women all the time.
I tell my friends, encourage the Dems to keep doing what they're doing. Encourage them. Tell them it's great. What they're doing is wonderful, great, because the more they scare the crap out of the average American, the more the Republicans will stay in for a long time. Hey, let me pose a question to you. One of the things I was thinking about last night when I was writing my piece is, you know, you and I have done these things together for quite some time now where we talk, you know, in college they're teaching these kids that white is bad. Being white is bad. If you're white, you owe something to the black community. If you're white, you're the reason why slaves are with, or previous slaves or black people are where they're at today. And the reason they can't get ahead is because of your whiteness. And that's all we constantly hear. They have the white privilege class, white privilege supremacy classes. At some point in time, and I heard a black minister say this last week, and I was like right on board with him, and he was saying, look, the white people are only going to take it for so long, and I'm with them. We have to stop doing this to them. This doesn't fix anything. Do you think that all this negative whiteness stuff is what's driving some of this angst and aggravation and violence?
Why do you think Trump was elected?
Because there's a whole bunch of white supremacists. Don't you know that?
No, listen. No, because for 8 years, if you simply disagreed with Obama's policies, you were called a racist.
Right.
For 8 years, if you disagreed with Democrat policies, because Obama's a Democrat, you were a racist if you were white. Heck, they even call black people racist who disagree with Obama's policies. The Democrat Party built this, but the violence is coming from the left, okay? We don't know what actually started things on Saturday. We keep hearing all different reports, but we know that wherever the left goes, there's usually violence, all right? There's been other free speech type rallies and other rallies like this around the country, and there's not been an issue.
Right.
The people are getting sick of being told everything's their fault just because of the color of their skin. Because, you know, you tell that to the white people up in Appalachia who, the coal mines are dead, gone. They have nothing. They have no way to get a new job. They don't have training, and they are living dirt poor.
Yep.
And they're white.
And they had nothing before. Think about it.
Yeah.
They had nothing before.
But here's the other thing about this, Joe. So you have the left telling white people it's all your fault, black people believing it. But what's the bigger picture is white left wingers are telling black people, you're not good enough because of white people. You're not good enough. They're not saying to them, you're just as good. It's just that they're keeping you down. They're telling white leftists are telling black people, you're not as good as white people.
No,
and it's
right.
Their fault. You know what I mean?
Yep. No, seriously.
It's ridiculous. We're all the same. We all have opportunities. We all have some people, and if you're a minority, you even have more opportunities because you get business loans and student loans and special treatment for certain things that a white male can't get. A white male up in Appalachia doesn't have the same opportunities as a black person in the city who wants to get free college and all this other stuff. They don't. So this is one of the reasons Trump was elected.
Yeah.
Because people are sick of being treated, people are sick of being blamed when they're suffering and sick of being the scapegoat for the problems of another community. You know what? We all can work on this together as Americans.
You're there. We got to go. But I always appreciate the time with you. Listen, people, come on back. It's the top of the next hour. We're really going to drill down to the hypocrisy of the left when it comes to this incident that happened in Charlottesville. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Thank you.